الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our program Good Habits and Bad Habits. Alhamdulillah, in this particular program, we discuss which habits should exist amongst us, which is good habits, but on the other hand, which should exist amongst us, which are bad habits. Inshallah, another topic to discuss today about a good habit, but on the other hand, the opposite side of it, the bad habit, inshallah. But before we continue, inshallah, today, inshallah, I will mention a beautiful blessing of reciting the Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is the fazilat of this particular Durood-e Pak? What is the particular blessing of this particular reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Whoever does this action, which I am going to mention now, it's mentioned that he will see the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream. Subhanallah. I'll say that again. Yes, if someone does what I'm going to mention now, this is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will see the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream, inshallah. Now it's a wish of every Ashiqai Rasul, whether you live in the north, east, south, or west. It's a wish of each Ashiqa Rasul, each lover of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to see the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream. Now, dear viewers of Madini Channel, imagine one day we close our eyes and we go to sleep, but the eyes of our hearts awake, and inshallah azawajal, we see the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our dream. So what is this method of seeing the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the dream? It's mentioned in Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he has narrated that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that on the night of Jummah, meaning that Thursday after Salatul Maghrib, because remember, the night comes first and then the day comes. So Thursday after Salatul Maghrib, meaning the night of Friday, a person reads 2 rakat namaz. Now in his namaz, after reciting Surah Fatiha in each rakat, he recites Surah Ikhlas, meaning Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. He recites this 25 times. So in the first rakat, Surah Fatiha, 25 times, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, meaning Surah Ikhlas. And in the second rakat, Surah Fatiha and Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, 25 times. And then he recites this Durood-e Pak, which inshallah you will see on your screen right now. Salli ala Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi. So this Durood-e Pak, he recites 1,000 times. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that that individual will see me in his dream before the next Friday. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You do this action and then recite Durood-e Pak, this particular one, 1,000 times before the next Friday, you will see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your dream, inshallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So dear viewers, inshallah, please take a note of this. Try to do this, inshallah, azawajal, and inshallah, by the blessings of Allah, we will go to sleep, inshallah. And before the next Friday, we will see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our dream. And you know, there's many incidents, many brothers, many viewers have also mentioned this previously as well, that I performed this action, I acted upon this action, this wazifa, and alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, I went to sleep and I see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dream. Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatum Aliya, he writes beautifully, Teri jab ke deed hogi, tabhi meri eed hogi, mere khwab mein tumana, Madani Madina wale. Amir al-Sunnah, the translation of this particular poetry is that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the night that I see you in my dream, that will actually be my Eid, that will actually be my celebration. And then he requests as istighasa in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh my beloved Prophet, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please come to my dream. And dear viewers, the whole purpose of these eyes are to see the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So do this action, inshallah, by the mercy of Allah, by the karam of Allah, we will see the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our dream, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, once upon a time, there was a trader. And trader, he had a lot of love with his wife. And they both loved each other, they lived happily ever after. And they had a lot of love for each other. Now one day, they were speaking to each other. And they came to this agreement that maybe we should bring a slave who can serve us. So they both came to this agreement. Now the trader, he went into the marketplace to find a good slave. Now when he went to the market, he seen one particular individual, one particular slave. He had a good habit, he had a good personality, and he liked him straight away. Now he went to his owner and he said to his owner that how much for this particular slave. I told him the price. And he goes, look, this particular slave, no doubt his personality is good. He's a very good person. But there's one such action amongst him, inside him, that you need to be aware of. He goes, what kind of action is that? What did he do? What's wrong in him? What is one thing that's wrong in him? He says, listen, this slave, the whole year he speaks the truth, but only one day in the year he speaks the lie. Trader, he thought to himself that look, the whole year, 364 days, he speaks the truth. One day he speaks a lie, doesn't matter, I bring him. He paid the money and he bought the slave home. The slave, he worked very hard as well. He looked after both husband and wife. He looked after their house as well. Now what happened? That day, that time approached when the slave was supposed to, when he was due to tell a lie. Now, the day that he was supposed to tell the lie, he went to this trader's wife. And he said to her, that, listen, you know your husband, he's found someone else now. He's found someone else, he's in love with someone else. He's going to be leaving you very soon. But I've got one such action that can save you from this difficulty. I can save your husband from leaving you. She goes, listen, tell me straight away. I want to know what this action is because I love my husband. How can he find someone else? How can he love someone else? He loves me. He said, look, I'm telling you the truth. I've been loyal to you. I'm telling you the truth. He goes to her, if you do one action, I can save him from leaving you. So she goes, listen, tell me the action. What is it? How can I save my husband? He goes, listen, I know someone, such an individual, who does dumb, who does ta'weez. Now, this particular individual, all you need to do is bring one hair of his from the neck, though. From the neck, you need to bring one hair to me. I will take you to this person. This person, he will do what he needs to do, and your husband will once again starting to love you. Now, before I continue here, dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, we should go to the pious people for dam, for ta'weez, if someone's going through a difficulty. But we should be very cautious at the same time that we go to the right ulama. We go to the right people of our time, inshallah. Because as we know, there are many people, unfortunately, who do fraud, who people through difficulties. So we should go towards those people that are actually pious individuals whose dam, whose ta'weez can help us. Because ta'weez, this is a good thing. This is proven from the hadith as well. So dear viewers, in regards to this, Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has got one special department which is in regards to giving ta'weez out. And every month, thousands and thousands and thousands of ta'weez are given by the brothers and the sisters of Dawat Islami. So if you're going through a difficulty, you want to obtain a ta'weez, first of all, please go to the right person. And if you need to go to, then mashallah, Dawat Islami is here for you. You can gain a ta'weez free of charge. You can also call the help center and you can also do istihara over the phone free of charge, inshallah. So this individual, this slave, he goes to her, look, bring one hair from the neck of your husband. I will take you to such an individual. He will do something with that and your husband will start to love you again. So she decided that, look, okay, I'll take one hair, but how am I going to get one hair from the neck of my husband? He goes, here's a razor. At night when he's sleeping, cut one hair off and bring the hair to me. So she took the razor and that evening she planned that, look, when my husband goes to sleep, I'm going to cut one hair from his neck. But what happened was, this slave, the day that he was telling the lies, now he went to the husband. He said to the husband, you know, your wife, she loves someone else now. She does not love you anymore. She loves someone else now. And I am loyal to you. I am with you. This is why I'm telling you this, that your wife, she is planning to kill you this evening so she can go with her lover. He told him, what are you talking about? How is that possible? My wife loves me, I love her. How is she going to kill me? He goes, look, I know the secrets of this home. She's planning to kill you tonight. She's going to come with something sharp and she's going to cut your neck. She's going to stab you in the neck. Now he, you know, when you hear news like this, you can't go to sleep anyway. Now he went to bed. And you know, he's turning from one side to the next side, that what's going to happen? My slave has told me that my wife, my loyal wife is going to kill me. After a while, she thought he was sleeping. She got the razor and she approached him. But because he was expecting this as well, it's mentioned that he got the razor and he killed her. And one household, dear viewers of Madini channel, that had a lot of love for each other. One husband and wife that had a lot of love for each other. What do we learn from this? Because of one lie. Because of lies that were given to the husband and to the wife. One whole household, this was destroyed. But dear viewers of Madani channel, unfortunately today, in our society, lying is very common. You know, people, you know, the elders, they may tell you, that back in the time, you know, it's very less, it was very unlikely for someone to tell a lie. But today it's the opposite. It's very unlikely for people to tell the truth. This is the kind of society that we live in. But alhamdulillah, we have the pious people of Allah. We have those people as well that always speak the truth. May Allah increase this, and may Allah for the sake of them also make the others truthful, inshallah. And in regards to this dear viewers of Madani, inshallah, like I was saying, that unfortunately in our society today, lying is very common. You know, anything that happens, we're speaking to our friend, we lie. We speak to our parents, we lie. We speak to our children, we lie. We speak to our brother, we lie. We speak to our sister, we lie. We go and see our employer and we lie to them. Lying is so common in our society. And in regards to business, unfortunately within the business sector, it's very, very common. And this is not only with those people who are selling something, it's both buying and selling. Now what's going to happen? A person wanting something from the shop, he'll go into the shop. But how much is this? The shop owner, he will say that this will cost you £20. Come on, brother. I went to this shop, I went to that shop, I went to the shop down the road. They were doing it for £15 and you're doing it for £20. This person, first of all, if he was doing it for £15, why are you still trying to reduce the price? Just go to the other shop and buy it for £15. But what? We never went to any other shop. Just to save £5. We're telling him that, look, I went there as well, I went there as well. You're doing it too expensive. Just to try to get this thing cheaper. And on the other hand, the seller will sell it for an expensive price and will say that, look, this is such a material. No one else will give you, that the next door shop will also give you a material like this. You will never find something like this. It's the best quality, even though he knows that this is not the best quality. And dear viewers of Madani channel, in regards to the business side, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has said that the buyer and seller, listen to this, alhamdulillah, there's going to be many business people watching as well. We sell a lot of stuff. And there's going to be a lot of people, we go to the shop, we buy stuff. So the buyers and the sellers, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that if both speak the truth, blessings will be bestowed to their trade. But on the other hand, if both of them lie just to earn a little bit of profit, they will earn a little bit of profit, but their blessings will be withdrawn. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We see this in our society today as well. That, you know, today I've got a lot of money, earned a lot of money from my shop today. But what happens? Something happens, we lose all that money. Something happens, there's no barakat in that money. Our car fails, the engine fails, this happens, that happens, all this is happening. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it's very important that, you know, we speak the truth when we are selling stuff. The money that we are bringing home and the food that we are going to buy to serve to our children, to feed our children, we must make sure that that food is halal. And our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that speaking the truth is a virtue, and a virtue leads to Jannah. Lying is a sin and it leads to hell. Dear viewers of Madani channel, remember, speaking the truth, this is a good habit. But on the other hand, speaking a lie, this is a bad habit. As mentioned, that on the day of judgment, the liars, they will be included amongst the most hated people in the sight of Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Think to yourself, we want the mercy of Allah on the day of judgment. We want to be forgiven in the court of Allah on the day of judgment. But those people that lie, they will be the most hated in the sight of Allah on the day of judgment. And dear viewers of Madani channel, it's mentioned in narrations that when a person speaks a lie, the angel moves a mile away from its foul smell. So what do we learn from this? When a person tells a lie, at that time such a smell comes out from his mouth that the angels, they go 1 mile away from that person. Now a question rises. Now I know someone that's lied. I know that someone that's lied to me. I never smelled anything. The reason for this is because lying is so common in our society. We have got used to that smell. That smell, it's so common. It's become normal, second nature to us. That's why we don't feel it. But when a person tells a lie, the angels, they remove 1 mile away from that individual due to the smell that's come out from his mouth due to lying. Dear viewers of Madani channel, our Islam says that when is it permissible to lie? Yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, I'm going to mention something that might be new to you today. There is permissible to lie in certain conditions. One of those conditions are, if two people have broken up, now you are allowed to lie to bring these two people back. And this is one narration that we hear, that one Sahabi, it's mentioned that two people, they had a disagreement with each other. Now they separated the ways. Now one companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went to one person and he said to the person that, look, the individual that you are speaking to, okay, TK, you've had a disagreement. He has a lot of love and devotion for you. He says a lot of good things about you. Then this person, the Sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he goes to the second person and he says to him, look, that person, he's saying a lot of good things about you. He has a lot of love for you. He has a lot of devotion for you. He has a lot of love in his heart for you. And what happened is then this Sahabi, he went to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these two people who were not talking to each other, because I lied and I brought these back together, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will I be punished for this? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that bring two people together even if you have to lie. Allahu Akbar. Meaning you can lie to bring two people back together. But on the other hand, what's happening in our society? What's happening in the areas that we live in? What's happening in our communities? Instead of lying to bring two people together, we are lying to separate two people apart. We know two friends have a lot of love for each other. Since school they've been together. But we go in the middle and we lie our way in and we separate those people. Husband and wife, many times the marriage has broken up. Why? Because someone from the outside came, told lies to one party and the other party. One thing led to another thing and both parties broke up. Both parties, this ended up in a divorce. Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, our Islam is so beautiful. The Islam tells us that look, if two people are not speaking to each other, you are allowed to lie to bring them back together. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, please, stay away from those people who cause trouble amongst people. This is what's going. And if someone does come to you that, oh look, he's been saying this about you, he's going and saying that about you, my humble request to you, pick up the phone straight away. Someone saw is with me and he's told me that you are saying this about me. Is this so true or not? If it's true, you'll find out. And if it's not true, that person, he will never ever come to you again to tell you a lie and try to break your relationship up with someone else. And if someone does come in this particular way, before taking any drastic action, please always seek confirmation from the other side. Because what happens in our society, someone tells us a lie about someone, we believe, oh yes, he must have said this, they must have done this about me. Before you make these assumptions, before you think like this, dear viewers of Madini Channel, speak to that person and get it confirmed, inshallah azawajal. And dear viewers, unfortunately, in regards to lying, what happens is, when we are bringing our children up, unfortunately, we are lying to them. For example, if you don't go to sleep, the monster is going to come. If you don't go to sleep, the ghost is going to come. If you don't go to sleep, so-and-so is going to come. We try to scare them. But one day what happened was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was present and there was this one woman. And she said to the child, if you come to me now, I will give you so-and-so gift. Now the child came to her. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to that woman, that, listen, were you actually intending on giving a gift to this particular child for coming to you? She said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I said to him that I am going to give you a gift if you come to me, this was actually in my heart that I was going to give this child a gift. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, good, this is good then. Otherwise, if you had no intention of giving that gift to that child, this would have been a lie. And we see this very common in our society. If you do this, I will get you this. The child's journey, we don't reward them. If you do this particular action, I will reward you with this. Don't give the reward. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, in regards to bringing our children up, we must refrain from lies. We must refrain from these things that the children, they catch up with the lies, inshallah. And also in regards to this, another problem is, people are so habitual liars that they also make the children lies as well. Someone knocks on the door, where's your father? Tell him your father's not home. Tell him he's gone out, even though you're in the living room. Now the someone phones, oh it's him, just tell him that your father's asleep. Your father's sitting in the same living room. He's seeing that my father's awake. But what? You're teaching your child to lie at this particular stage of his life. And what happens maybe 2 years later, 5 years later, when the same child lies to us, we start to get angry. You lied to me. How dare you lie to me? Dear father, you're the one that told him how to lie. Dear mother, you're the one that told him to lie. So we must make sure that we refrain our children from lying. And my humble request to you, you know, sometimes what happens is that, you know, a child has done something wrong. We approach them and because they are scared of us, they tell a lie. We should not make them feel like this. We should say to them, look, oh my son, did you do this? If you tell the truth, I won't punish you. You won't get no punishment again. Please just tell me the truth. In this particular instance, your child, he will tell you the truth, inshallah. But if you say that, look, if you've done this, I'm going to punish you. What's going to happen? The child is going to lie to you. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, in regards to the children aspect, please tell your children to speak the truth, inshallah. Let's see, here we have Hazrat Ghawse Pak. when his mother was setting him off to go and seek Islamic knowledge, what did she say to him? She said that, oh my son, remember one thing, never lie in your life. These were the mothers of the past. These were the parents of the past, that they used to give the tarbiyah to their children. That, oh my son, oh my child, make sure you never lie in your life. And today, unfortunately, parents are the ones that are teaching their children how to lie. So dear viewers, in regards to this, we must be very cautious in bringing our children up in a right way, inshallah azawajal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah azawajal, in today's episode, we have been speaking about the harms of lying. And we have been speaking about the benefits of telling the truth. Remember, telling the truth, this is a good habit. But telling a lie, this is a bad habit. And in regards to telling the truth, those people that speak the truth, you'll see them, they will be peaceful because they don't have to worry. But there are few people in our society that, you know, whenever you look at them, they're always stressed out. One of the reasons for this is because they're always telling lies. Now what happens is, today, I don't want to go to work. Okay, I'll phone my boss and I'll say to my boss, oh, my mother's not well, my father's not well, my child is not well. Maybe I need a few extra days of work. Okay, you know what? My nani, my daddy, my grandfather, he's passed away. I won't be able to come into work. Meaning, just for a few days of work, you killed your nani, you killed your daddy, you killed your grandparents off. And then what happens is that the whole of his life, he has to remember that I told my boss that my nani, my daddy, my grandparents have passed away. He has to remember that all his life. Now, someone approaches someone, brother, where do you live? Now, I can't tell him that I live in the poor area. I live in that particular area. I live in that area, the rich area. I live there. I've got a house on this particular road. Now, whenever he meets this person, he has to always keep his burden on his mind that, look, I told him that I live in the rich area. Meaning the person who regularly tells lies, he has to always carry this burden with him, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Now, someone asks us, brother, what do you do? Now, we're working in a shop. We are a shop assistant. Now, we can't tell this person that we're a shop assistant because we feel embarrassed to tell them this for some reason. Now, what do they say? Oh, brother, I've got a shop on so-and-so road. I run my own business. Now, what happens is whenever you see this person, you have to remember that I lied to him. I told him that I work in so-and-so shop. So, dear viewers, those people that tell lies on a regular basis, you will see that there's no sukoon in their life. There's no peace in their life. But those people who speak the truth, even though they might not have a lot in the dunya, but because they tell the truth, they are always peaceful. So it's very important that we speak the truth, inshallah azawajal. And another aspect where people tell regular lies, and this is something that we should also refrain from asking. Now, for example, someone's come from abroad. What we'll ask them is that, brother, how was your journey? Now, he spent 18, 19, 20 hours on the plane. You're asking him, brother, how was your journey? We also know that his journey was very difficult. Now, what the other person will say, brother, the journey was good. The journey was brilliant. He's having to lie because of your question. Now, you've given someone some food. You've served some food. Brother, how was the food? Food was brilliant, even though he never liked anything that was put on the table. Now, if you have used a Madani Channel in regards to this, these questions are asked. We should not ask these kind of questions. Why? Because the person, he does not want to displease us, so he has to tell a lie. And also, if someone does ask us these questions, like, brother, how was your flight? How was the food? Now, you know you didn't like the food, or you know you didn't like the house. In response, we should say, Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We should say, Alhamdulillah, in response, inshallah. In that way, we don't have to lie, inshallah, azawajal. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, today's episode, we have been speaking about the virtues of speaking the truth. It's my humble request to you, always speak the truth, always speak the truth, always speak the truth, because Allah azawajal has commanded us to speak the truth, but on the other hand, don't lie. Don't lie and don't teach other people to lie. Inshallah azawajal, you will see blessings in this world and you will see blessings in the after. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.